All right, let's bring it right away to Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
And what's so good about it?
It's nothing's good. I can tell you, Pat, I decided yesterday that I was going to go home about 12:30, 1 o'clock, okay? And I got home without any problem, except the going down to my house. We originally had about 5 inches of snow, okay? But it was a fluffy snow that you packed down right away and turned to, like, slippery stuff. So I still have problems walking in snow simply because the psych, okay? I don't want to do any damage to what was done in surgery a couple of years ago. So I basically froze. I couldn't get into the house because I was afraid to walk. Mm-hmm. I was, thank God my dog walker was there. I got in the house. So this morning, my guy that does the house had it done perfectly. Plowed, did the walkway, sanded. Yeah, it was perfect, okay? Even though the cars were encased in ice. I get to the radio station. It hasn't been touched all night or all day from the day before. So there's like 3.5 to 5 inches of snow that's just now covered with that shiny ice cap.
Blaze, yeah.
Satellite dish was covered, so our satellite feed was not coming in. And I had to walk from my car. It took me about 20 minutes to get into the station. I get up the ramp, and what do I see? I left a dome light on in my car. I don't have time to go back another 10 minutes out, 10 minutes back. So I'm probably going to go out to a dead battery this morning. So that's the way my morning started.
What would you say was the general estimate of snow before the sleet packed it down?
Probably around 5 inches.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it all depends where you were. If some areas probably had 3 or 4 inches, another areas probably had 5 or 6 inches. But I would think you could put it right around the 4 or 5 inch range.
Yeah, and again, if we did not have the sleet, you would have had double the amount of snow, but we were accounting on sleet and freezing rain, and that worked. Now, any wintry mix of rain that's in the area this morning will end by mid-morning. Windy with some sun, 40 to 45. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-20s. Partly cloudy Thursday, 40 to 45. So continued melting. We'll have some rain developing on Friday, and it's going to be very light. No flooding problems here, mid-40s. Cloudy to partly cloudy, 35 to 40 Saturday, and sun and some clouds in the 30s on Sunday. A very quiet weekend.
So it sounds like you've got time to go to the beach.
Yeah. There is going to be one low passing to the south of us on Saturday. Okay, that will not affect us. Mm-hmm. There will be another low coming in Sunday night and Monday that will fringe us in this area. Get down to New York City, they could get a few inches. Then there'll be a larger storm coming in probably sometime Tuesday into Wednesday, more like Wednesday. I don't know how much larger because that too appears to only be like a light to moderate kind of system. So we'll be watching that and see what happens. Next week is going to be a countdown to the big movie premiere, which is not this weekend, next weekend. So I'll be watching the maps like a hawk.
Yeah, so we could get some light to moderate snow on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm not thrilled about it. I'm just curious to see how much moisture the American GFS model was the best model of all of them.
The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Okay.
It did very well. So now we're talking about Monday the 18th. Monday the 18th, they give us 25. They give us about a half an inch of liquid, which would be about 5 inches of snow.
On Monday?
Yeah.
For here?
Sunday night into Monday, yeah. That's what they're doing now. It could be a whole different story.
What do they say for Wednesday then?
No. Oh, right. That's for Monday, right. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is the 20th. 20th. Less. 1 to 2 inches.
All right. So they've got it swapped back and back.
Backwards. Yeah, I think it's going to be the opposite between you and me. I think Monday will be the less, and Wednesday could be more.
Now, is there anything else on the horizon after Wednesday, or are we going to get out of that?
Nah, they have another system going out. Looks like it's trying to go out just to the south of us by the end of next week, and let's hope it is by the end of next week and at the weekend. But nothing that I would, at this point, get excited about.
All right. Because this one had, freezing rain, which I hate, and sleet. And so this one was a storm that I particularly hated.
Yeah, it was a messy storm. It was everything but the kitchen sink.
Our delays, Region 1, which normally has a two-hour delay, went to a three-hour delay. We've got, we got lots of delays this morning. No closings. But, it started, it looked like at 10:30, wow, what are these schools? They could have gotten in a half day. It looked like at 10:30, quarter to 11, they could have, because it wasn't snowing yet.
Right.
But by the time it started snowing, and then, like I said, by the time I left at 12, a little after 12, which when the buses would have been on the road.
Right.
It was horrible. It was coming down. I filmed my ride home, as a matter of fact.
I saw it on Facebook.
That's what it looked like. So they made the right call yesterday.
Yeah.
They made the right call because the roads were horrible. Just like the roads now. I give all the road crew a credit. When you have this type of weather, and a big thanks to them all, when you have this type of weather, there's no way you can scrape down clean until really it's over, because you've got snow pushed down and sleet and freezing rain on top of it. And it's really tough to do. So I give these guys and gals who work for the road crews a lot of credit for being out there and doing what they do. And I mean, the roads were slippery this morning, but they were passable. So I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah. And again, by New England standards, it's a very inconvenient, messy storm, but it's certainly not a blockbuster.
Oh, no. It's not a blockbuster. It's just this is the PIA. Pain in the ass storm. It wasn't a blockbuster.
Yeah, that's correct.
Pain in the ass.
Absolutely.
Just enough to be, it came at the time, so these poor plow people had to be out all night and stuff like that.
Right.
So it came at an inconvenient time. It inconvenient. We got more freezing rain out of this than I really thought we would. Like I said, the cars really did have about, you had to really bang on it to get the ice off your car.
Yeah, aren't you glad that I indicated this in my long range forecast?
You did.
You
talked past long range forecast months ago, said that it was going to be a winter that we're going to have a lot of all our storms, if not all of them, but most of them would be mixed. And you know what? That's the case. I mean, we've had mixed precipitation now. I mean, every storm except for two. There was a couple storms in November that weren't mixed precipitation, and there was one in January. But out of the 33 to 34 inches of snow we've received, thank God it's been knocked down. Otherwise, it would have been doubled.
Because every
other storm, except for two, has been a mixed storm. And Pat said that was going to happen months ago. He did.
That's the kind of winter I thought we were having, and certainly one-third of it is over, right?
Yep.
One-third of it is over. Actually, when you think about it, right, next week, the 21st,
yep.
That'll be 2 months
yep.
into the winter, two-thirds over next week.
So then we have one-third left.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, it all depends what the last one there is like.
Well, that's true too, and that could be the real humdinger.
Yeah.
When you want spring, you don't get it.
Yeah. Well, we have to spring into action sooner or later, Pat. So, how much snow did you guys end up getting?
I would say we had between 1 and 2 inches.
Okay.
And a lot of ice. They're cleaning the roads this morning. I've seen them go through. But, I wasn't going out there last night to shovel because I knew today was going to go, above freezing. And I said, let it just melt on its own. I'm not going out there shoveling if I don't have to.
Well, I told my guy at my house he wanted to come last night, so I said, "Well, you know what? Wait till about 4 o'clock this morning. If you're out, we'll do it at 4 o'clock because most of it'll be over, and you won't have to come back as long as you clear it out and sand it." And that's what he did. Did a great job this morning. Because I was already in the house, I wasn't going anyplace, and that. So now, when I finish with you and get into the news at the top of the hour, I'm going to go look out back and see if my plow company finally got here.
Oh, okay, because I know my guy did come and did our driveway, so I know that's done.
My guy here at the station, they screwed up big time this time. They didn't touch the place from last night, so I have to see what went on.
You better get to it.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you mañana.
All righty, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.